This time of year, we're thinking Desmond Lane might just have the best job in America.
Hey, I'm Desmond Lane, peach specialist at Clemson University.
Peach specialist and video star. Desmond Lane posts weekly videos from out in the orchard as he samples his peach pick of the week. So 1 week, it's the variety Snow Bright.
Now that is an excellent peach. Extremely sweet, juicy. You can see the juice just sort of welling up in there, ready to drip off my arm.
And another week, it's a peach called Windblow.
I found it. I found it. This is paradise. Windblow is like the perfect peach. Sweet, juicy. It melts in your mouth. Creamy texture. Awesome peach smell. What more could you ask for? Except another one.
And Desmond Lane joins us from James Cooley's orchard in Chesney, South Carolina. Desmond Lane, you were so excited about that last peach, you actually fell on the ground as you were eating it.
That is right. Windblow is my personal favorite. And if you're looking for a peach that will just sort of knock your socks off, that is the one.
Wow. Are you running out of ways yet to describe a peach? I mean, sweet, juicy, where else can you go with that?
Drips off your elbows, drips off your chin, drips off your face, drips onto your shirt, onto your pants, onto your shoes, you name it. We just want the consumer to know out there that this is an awesome fruit and it's a great time of year.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I go to the grocery store, I'm going to see all sorts of different kinds of apple or pear varieties that are all labeled, right? I know if it's a Pink Lady or a Macintosh, but peaches, it's pretty much usually just says, you know, white peach or yellow peach. So how do I know what I'm getting?
They don't usually market fruit in the chain stores by name, as far as peaches are concerned, because the varieties last for only about 2 weeks at a time. And we have varieties that ripen throughout the entire growing season. So, you know, if you went to the store every 2 weeks, you'd be looking at different types of peaches throughout the entire summer, because we don't typically store them for long periods of time like we do other fruits, like pears and apples, for example.
Okay, well, you note that peaches can be kind of deceiving, right? They can look great. They might even smell like they're ripe, and then you cut or bite into it, and it's just either hard or tasteless or mealy. So what are the tips for picking a perfect peach?
Well, to pick a perfect peach, obviously, you need to pick it off the tree yourself as it's tree ripened. That's certainly the very best possible scenario.
Okay, and barring that, what about at the store?
Well, if you're going to the local chain store to pick up peaches, you want to be able to put it up to your nose and smell it. It should have a good peach smell. It should give a little bit to your squeeze. And then consider where the fruit came from. If the fruit came from 3,000 miles away, then bear in mind that it was probably picked at a much more immature stage, and it's not going to be as ripe and delicious. If it came from a neighboring state, it's probably a whole lot riper and a lot better eating experience.
And what's your pick this week for the peach of the week?
Well, peach pick number 15 for South Carolina is called August Prince. It's a good size peach. It gets 3 to 3.25 inches in diameter, yellow flesh, melting flesh, free stone, sweet, juicy, normal acidity, all the kinds of stuff that we're looking for in a traditional southern peach. And it is fabulous.
There you go, sweet and juicy.
Yeah, there you go.
Desmond Lane, thanks for sharing your enthusiasm for peaches with us today.
It has been my delight, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your day.
I will.
Desmond Lane is a peach specialist at Clemson University in South Carolina.